In this case, revulsion against a sexual felon, the revulsion that also appears to have fueled his own desire, and the law were on the same side. But time and again we see the legal struggle for redress against sexual assault brought up against the most stubborn forms of resistance and sidelining, due at least in part to the fact that human subjects can be roused by what disgusts them, that licentiousness, even in the political order which is meant to tame and subdue it, can be a draw. This certainly seems to have played a part in the 2016 election of Donald Trump, when his ugly misogyny was either dismissed as mere masculine playfulness or else championed and positively fired up his base, as it continues to do to this day. Chelsea Clinton has described such misogyny as the gateway drug, a soporific which lulls the senses and opens the door to greater nastiness to come. Permission granted to a vicarious frisson of erotic pleasure and rage, so often directed towards women, which no one is in a hurry to admit to. By common assent, Trump is a lawbreaker. Two rape charges, one made and then withdrawn by his first wife, Ivana, and one from the journalist, E. Jean Carroll, who has sued Trump for defamation on the grounds of his denials and aspersions. Multiple cases of sexual harassment, by his own boastful acknowledgement, numerous illegal and exploitative hiring and financial practices swept under the carpet or settled out of court, but still publicly known, not to mention the grounds for his impeachment in 2019, abuse of power for political gain, passed by the House of Representatives and then blocked in the Senate. Likewise, Boris Johnson. There is the strongest evidence that in 1990 he agreed to provide the address of a journalist to a friend who wanted to arrange for the journalist to have his ribs cracked as revenge for investigating his activities. In the case of Trump's first impeachment, it was not that his supporters even necessarily agreed with him that the charges were a hoax, as he repeatedly claimed in the face of mounting evidence against him, or even that he could do no wrong, but rather that he was adulated in direct proportion to the wrong which he clearly could do. It is because he was transgressive, because, in the words of US TV host Rachel Maddow, he could be relied upon to do something shocking, wrong, or unbelievably disruptive, that it became a rational newsworthy assessment to put a camera on him at all times.